Hello and welcome to the Sales Technology Training Program. This is Rick Cooper. Thanks for joining me today. I'm excited because I've got a ton of information to share with you, and I want to share some ideas specifically on the call today about leveraging sales technology integration, integrating sales or technology into the sales process. And we'll get exactly into how to do that on the call today. And today's call will include 30 minutes of content and 30 minutes of Q&A. You can check your email for a copy of the notes for today's call. To ask a question or to share a win, you can email me at rickc@ericloffholm.com. And a great place to be on the Internet during the call is out on Facebook, and you can join me out in the Sales Technology Training Program group. I put a pinned post out there earlier, and so look for that post at the top of the page, and then go ahead and post a message there to say hello. And let's set a goal for today's call of, we'll start with 30 comments. 30 comments for today's call. I'll pop out there myself and pop a comment in there as well. And as we get into the content today, we'll get into more of the specifics about talking about how to integrate technology into the sales process. And you can also access the audio recordings online. Just look for the link I included in the email message on how to access those. And I believe I also posted the link up in the Facebook group just about back on May 28th. So it's salestechsystems.com/stp-archives. And you'll find that link. In fact, I'll just pop it in here right now. I'll pop it into the thread of conversation we have out there. There we go. So you can access that online. And I encourage you to go back and listen to these calls again and look for ideas that you can implement. And today we're going through Module 4 and a series of 12 modules. And so I want to encourage you, if you haven't been to the call recently or if you've been attending on a regular basis, commit to attending the program this round through the 12th module. So it'll be today starting with Module 4 and all the way through Module 12. I think you're going to get some benefit if you participate on the live calls. And one of the mindsets that I want you to adopt when you come to the call this week is you may not necessarily be able to implement everything that I teach you in the program as we go, but what I want you to do is I want you to look for at least one idea on each call that you can take and implement. And so there may be one idea that you're ready for on today's call. You may hear something that's like, okay, yeah, I've heard that a couple times. I think I need to do something about it. And so part of this is finding the intersection between what you're learning and what you're ready to do. Eric Laughlin would say move at the speed of instruction. So find something that you're learning and then take action and implement that. Now, the Sales Technology Training Program is a 90-day program that's designed to help you implement systems online to generate leads and earn sales, and there are 12 modules of content. Also want to remind you that I have an upcoming webinar tomorrow, and that is at 10 a.m. Pacific time, and that's on how to leverage technology to increase sales. And I want to encourage you to attend that if you have time. If you don't have time, go ahead and register anyway. And then you'll receive the recording for that webinar. And Roy, if you can find the link on that, I know it's out on the Sales Tech Systems page, and then share that, or I'll try to find it myself as we go, and I can pop it out there as well. Now, let's go ahead and dive into our content for today. So today, first of all, just a little quote from Eric Laughlin. He says, sales has not changed in the last 5 years. He says, people often ask him, what's changed in the last 5 years in sales? And he says, sales itself has not changed. What has changed is the integration of technology into the sales process. So whether you're a business owner, whether you're a sales rep, whatever your orientation is in business, you want to take what you're doing today and then look at it through the lens of technology and say, how can I use technology to improve my process? How can I use technology to reach more people? How can I use technology in a more effective way to deliver a sales presentation? And you have to adopt that mindset if you want to be successful in integrating technology in, because there's understanding what can be done, and then there's deciding what you want to do, and then there's knowing enough to be able to take action and do it, or hiring somebody to do it for you. And so you have to figure out where you are in this process and what you need to accomplish. Now, another thing to think about is the sales mountain. Eric teaches a powerful process of persuasion and influence called the sales mountain. And so if you think about the sales mountain, you're gonna you'll see that there are a number of steps along the way that lead you from the point of lead generation initially all the way through to closing the sale. And there are many ways, like in a lot of cases, you might just be delivering a presentation over the phone or in person, but also you want to be able to look for ways that you can leverage technology in the process as well. And so it could be an instance where you're able to, incorporate. Well, I'll just give you an example. So teleseminars and webinars are a way that I grow my business. And so if I want to offer a product or a program or a service, then one of the primary ways that I do that is simply to create a new teleseminar or a webinar. And the focus that I have, it's a focus that I learned from Eric Laufholm and many others, is simply start off and deliver value first. Look for ways that you can deliver value. And if you start from the standpoint of looking for ways to create value for people, then it opens the door for you to be able to, number one, position yourself as an expert and deliver value, and also create the opportunity for people to be able to take a next step with you. Because that's a prime time. When you've delivered value for someone, that's a prime time for someone then to be able to say, I want more. I want to learn more. I want to work with you, whatever it is that you're offering. Now, another system or another technique that Eric teaches is three key systems. And I'm going to tie this all into our topic here for today. But he teaches that there are three key systems. They are lead generation, appointment setting, and lead conversion. And what's nice is, number one, all three of these are systems. And so when we talk about systems, it's not just about online systems. You can have offline systems as well. But online systems are a key piece of that. And you can use technology in any three of these. In fact, many of the different topics or modules that we have in the sales technology training program are oriented around one of these three key systems: lead generation, appointment setting, and lead conversion. And there are other systems that you can implement. Think about other systems that you have in your business. And I'll just give you another example right off the bat, and that is referral systems. So how do you generate referrals? Do you have a consistent way for generating referrals? Do you have a way that you can leverage technology to generate referrals? So one of the things you might want to think about is what kind of systems can you use to get referrals? And I'll just give you an example of one here. Email marketing will be an example of a system that you could use to get more referrals. So let me break it down for you. Let's say that you have an intention to get more referrals. And let's say specifically that you had a goal of generating 10 new referrals this month. So then the question would be, okay, how do I use technology to get 10 referrals? So, for example, you could write an email, and there's a couple ways to do this. One, you could offer or share a free offer. That'd probably be a simple way to do it. So you could write an email that you're going to send out to your list, and then you're going to ask the people on your list to refer you to other people. And the way to ask them to refer people is by forwarding your email onto them, encouraging them to get access to the free resource that you're sharing. So this is focused on the lead generation side, or using the lead generation system. It would be using something like an opt-in page, which would allow people to click and then go out and fill out their information. But you're leveraging other people to forward the message, thereby generating a referral and causing them to follow up with you. And you can do similar things where you ask people to contact you. If they have someone that they would like to refer, you could schedule an appointment with people and have a conversation with them to talk about referral opportunities. And just because we say system or technology doesn't mean it necessarily has to be fully automated. Like sometimes people resist taking action on something because they don't think it can be automated and they don't want extra work. Well, why wouldn't you want to generate or why would you mind creating a little extra work if you're going to create a result? Because, you know, what are your alternatives? Well, your alternatives would be to pick up the phone and call people. So you can call people one by one, which you certainly want to be doing. You could also send out direct mail and ask for referrals, and that can be a lot slower than using online strategies. Another technology, by the way, to ask for referrals would be social media. That could be another technique that you could use as well. So it's looking at what you want to accomplish and then looking for how to integrate technology into it. So it's saying something like, well, I know I should be able to use technology to get more referrals. And then it's saying, how can I do that? What would be a way to do it? And here's the key. It's not just thinking about it. It's actually taking action. It's making a decision first. It's selecting a strategy, making a decision, and then taking action to accomplish it. So if you took that one idea alone, for some of you, you may be interested in getting more referrals. And so if you took that one idea alone of just creating an email message you can send out to your list and ask them to forward it on to other people and share your free offer, then that could bring more leads to you. That could find, you know, attract more potential customers for you. So the integration of technology into the sales process really is, number one, it's having systems in place. Because if you don't have a system, it makes it hard to use technology. So let me give you an example. Recently I was teaching members of our Technology Mastermind program about Time Trade. Time Trade is a service that can be used to schedule appointments online. And I was walking through some examples of a different appointments that I've set up. And here's the thing. If you just rely on picking up the phone and making calls to book appointments, then that's your strategy. That's what you do. And until you have a means to be able to leverage technology, then it's difficult to work on it. But once you get a system, once you sign up for something, then suddenly it starts opening the door to new opportunities. And then suddenly you start having brainstorms. You have ideas. You figure out new strategies. And I've created probably over, I think, 50 different appointments using Time Trade. And so I have a different strategy for each one and a different message that I send out. And I'm not saying you have to create 50 different appointments. Maybe you start off with 3 appointments, and that might be fine. But the idea is that once you have the tool in place, then suddenly it opens the door, it opens up the opportunity to be able to begin creating those results. So one of the things that you might want to do is take inventory of the existing technology tools that you have. And there are probably some technology tools you don't even think of. Like if you have a website, yeah, I mean, you might have a WordPress site. I work with a lot of clients and build WordPress sites for my clients. And so if you have a website and if you and are using WordPress for that, then WordPress would be the technology. And so then one of the questions you want to ask yourself is, how can I use that technology to build my business? You know, what can I post online through that WordPress site that would be able to create results? Now, technology gives you the opportunity to create leverage. And by the way, let me just do a quick check-in on our Facebook group to see where we are here. Oh, and I was going to look for the link for the webinar, but let me see if Roy already shared it. So just refreshing here. And again, our goal for today is for 30 comments. I have a feeling we'll probably hit that pretty quickly, in which case we'll need to expand it a little bit more. Yep, we're up to 24 comments. So let's go ahead and double it to 60 comments because you guys are well on track. And I have a feeling that Roy is probably leading the charge here. I also see Alan is posting there too. Great. Thanks for joining in, Alan. Real Cook is joining in, and Karen Kennedy. Good. We've got a good conversation going on in there. And let's see. Yeah, I don't see the link for the webinar, so I'll go ahead and post that in the group. Okay. All right. I just posted it out on the group. You should be able to get access to it there. And so let me come back to this idea of creating leverage. So what's the big deal about leverage? Well, you know, if you look at the example of a physical lever lets you lift more than you could otherwise, because, you know, if you just try to pick up something, you know, you'd have a certain amount of result. But if you use a lever, then it's allowing you to take what force you're applying to that and then create more of an output on the opposite end to be able to lift things. And Archimedes said, give me a lever long enough and I can move the world. And so this concept of leverage, and of course leverage is used in many different industries, including real estate, the way I use leverage related to technology is to be able to do more with less, to be able to do more with less. And so what that breaks down into for me is I want to be able to reach more people. I want to be able to reach more people. If all I do is to go out to networking events and meet people, or I pick up the phone and call people, then I'm only going to be able to make contact with a limited number of people every day. So I want to be able to reach more people. I want to communicate with more people. So I have to look for ways where I can get my message out there to more people at once. In some cases, that could be simultaneous. And so some examples would be delivering a teleseminar or webinar or conference call. That's an example where you're talking to people all at once. You can also do public speaking. You can go out and speak to groups. And so you're standing up in front of the room, you're talking, and say there's 20 people in the audience, and then those 20 people all hear you at once. That's a way to create leverage, because now you're talking once, but instead of just talking to one person, you're talking to 20 people. So you want to think about how you're using your time and what results you're getting, and then how you can stretch your time and create more leverage by using technology in the process. And, of course, there are many different ways just beyond the example of giving presentations. You can use a blog. You can use email. You can use email marketing. You can create online videos. There are all sorts of techniques, all of which allow you to communicate information. It's kind of one of those examples where if a tree falls in the forest, you know, will anybody hear it? And it's like if you do a conference call and nobody's listening, you know, is anybody going to hear it? Well, you know what? If you do a conference call and you have 20 people, then 20 people are going to hear it. So the question is, how do you reach more and more people with your message? And how do you do it in a way that actually generates sales? One of the techniques that I use, which I learned from Eric Laufholm, is to use sales scripting. And so Eric teaches a process of scripting in his Gold Protégé program. And so I am a member of Eric's Silver Protégé program, his Gold Protégé program, and his Platinum Protégé program. So I've been through all of his classes and learned his information, and I've taken the strategies and I've implemented them. And so, you know, sometimes as you're implementing technology, you want to look for other strategies that you can tie in to help create a better result. And so it's not just using the teleseminar or the webinar as a means of communication. It's having an effective script that produces results. Arthur C. Clarke said, any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. And, you know, doesn't it feel like that sometimes, like you're using some kind of a system and you don't really know how it works, you just know that it does? And I'll give you an example. Just the process of opt-in pages always kind of amazes me, because I go into my system, I create a web form, it gives me the HTML code, I copy and paste it into my system, it makes it look pretty, I publish the web page online, and then I drive traffic to it, and then people go out there, they fill out the form, and they opt in. And they're filling out that form on my website, but that information is automatically transferred over into my email marketing system, almost by magic. They fill it out on my website, boom, now they're in my email marketing system. And, you know, that's pretty amazing. And so you don't have to understand how things work. You just have to understand how to implement it, really. You have to have the understanding about what technology can do for you and then come up with a specific strategy and then work on implementing it. Let's talk about some techniques to use a CRM to develop relationships. In a couple minutes, I'm going to open up the call for questions. The way that you can ask questions is you can post them out in our Facebook group, and you can find that by going to Facebook and looking for the Sales Technology Training Program group. I do encourage you to add that group to your favorites on Facebook, and then it will appear in your left-hand menu on Facebook, so it's easy to find. And another way that you can send in a question is you can email me at rickc@ericlawfirm.com, rickc@ericlawfirm.com. All right. So let's talk about CRMs for a moment. So what is a CRM? A CRM is a customer relationship management system. It is a it's an online system where you can put your contact information there. Now, some CRMs are also email marketing systems, but not all are. And I'll just give you some quick examples here. Like when I first started my business, I was starting out using Outlook, and so I was just sending out email messages from Outlook. Then I realized that I needed something more effective to keep track of contacts because Outlook doesn't really give much capabilities to you except for email. And so I purchased ACT. And so I started using ACT, and I used ACT for a couple years, and that was good. And I loved the way it allowed me to track my contact activities as I was making phone calls, and I could send email messages. But the email marketing wasn't the best. And they had a tool that I could have purchased, but I really wanted to move more toward an online system, so I moved to Constant Contact. And so I began using that for email marketing. And that worked great for email marketing, but it wasn't an e-commerce system. And so I needed a way to sell things. I needed a way for people to click and purchase online. So then I switched to One Shopping Cart, and that's what I've been using ever since. And, you know, so sometimes you will have a series of technology tools that you will use over time. So don't think that you have to just pick the perfect tool from the beginning. That's what prevents a lot of people from taking action and moving forward, is they get indecisive. They can't make a decision. They feel overwhelmed by information, and they get stuck. They get stuck in this place where they can't make a decision, so they don't make a decision, and now they don't have the capability. Because, you know, just a simple technique. In fact, I was just talking to someone earlier today. They don't have an email marketing system, and they want to be able to generate results online, but without an email marketing system, it kind of makes it difficult. Because you can use social media for promotion, but the challenge is that you can't promote too much. On social media, I recommend about a 80% information, 20% promotion. You can get by with a lot more promotion on to an email marketing list, to an email list. You still have to find ways to add value, but you can do more promotion. And with an email marketing list, you're having them opt in so you get their contact information directly, whereas through Facebook, then you know, you might be able to find their contact information, but you know, they're basically just friends with you. So if you're not currently doing email marketing, then you definitely want to consider that. Now, I also use another tool because One Shopping Cart is great for email marketing. It's great for the e-commerce piece. It doesn't do so well from the standpoint of the CRM side. And so the way I look at a CRM is I want to be able to track my contact activities. So, you know, I'd like to be able to send out an email message to one person and have that tracked, you know, for that contact account. And that way I have a history of my different points of contact with a person. So the system that I use for a CRM is Zoho. Now, by the way, many years ago, I think somewhere in between moving from ACT to Constant Contact, I also got Salesforce.com. Now, that system's pretty expensive. I think a number of years ago, I was paying about $800 a year for that, for Salesforce. And Salesforce doesn't have, you could send out email messages, you know, one at a time, to one person at a time. You can create email templates. But, it doesn't really function as an e-commerce system, and it's not the best for the email marketing piece. So ultimately, I had to let it go, but I found Zoho instead. And Zoho, I use the free account. There are also paid accounts as well. So I like to be able to pull up Zoho, pull up a contact record, and then be able to enter in notes related to that person. You've got to have a way to leverage technology to track information because, number one, you can't rely on your memory. I mean, most people, I don't know for most people whether they have a good memory or not, but I've just learned over time not to rely on my memory. I've learned that if I rely on technology, you know, to keep track of information, I take notes on a notepad, and then I also use store information online as well. So I have a couple different ways of keeping track of information. But I like to be able to go back and review notes before picking up the phone and calling somebody, for instance. And some people don't take the time and effort to do that. They just kind of keep moving from one person to another, and they have, you know, similar conversations with people every time they call. You know, if you're calling a person and you don't recall your past conversations and you keep, you know, asking the same questions over and over, that doesn't make you look particularly good. And so what's far more effective is if you can call somebody up and if you can reference your prior conversations with them. You know, you want to understand what you already know about that person, what would be the best product or service for them, so that when you follow up, you have a clear sense of what you're trying to accomplish. What is the next step for them? So technology can help you to do that, and a CRM specifically can allow you to do that as well because it gives you a place to track that information. And so for you, what you have to do is you have to look at what CRM you're using today, if you have one, and look for ways to improve how you're using that. And if you don't have a CRM, then that might be a decision you need to make. Now, if you don't have a CRM and you don't have email marketing, and you can't afford to get kind of both at the same time, I would lean probably more toward the email marketing standpoint and then later look at adding a CRM on. Because what's nice about email marketing is, number one, it allows you to build a list, and then you can communicate out over time to that list, and it gives you a quick way to produce results. Like if you plan on hosting a training event, or if you want to schedule appointments with people, or if you want to look for joint venture opportunities, you can just send out an email to your list and get a result from that. And then, and even the simplest systems, oftentimes they will have a notes file. And so you can even just use that for keeping track of conversations. Go in, edit the notes, add it in there. So sometimes we overlook a simple solution. There might be a solution right under your nose. You have to experiment. You have to explore a little bit and learn about how you can better use the system that you already have. Now, one of the benefits of email marketing, by the way, is that it creates top-of-mind awareness. You see, out of sight is out of mind. Out of sight is out of mind. And so if you're not getting in front of your audience on a regular basis, then, you know, it's almost like you don't exist. I mean, yeah, they will remember you to a certain extent. But keep in mind, when you first meet somebody, if you meet them and then don't follow up for 90 days, it's very likely that they might not even remember who you are if you call them back. I mean, maybe if you talk to them for a while and try to trigger their memory, they might remember you. But that's not particularly good. And so you have to think to yourself, well, how am I going to stay in touch with the people that I'm meeting? Well, you can use social media, and you can also use email marketing. So think about what techniques that you can use that will allow you to reach out to people more often. All right. Let me go ahead and check in the Facebook group and see who's posting out there. One moment. Okay, let's see. And Roy just put a couple updates there at the beginning indicating the different modules and the different sections. So thanks for sharing all that, Roy. Tom said, good afternoon, everyone. Real Cook said, I have no sound. Real, can you hear now? Oh, he said he forgot to dial in. I see his post later. No problem. Karen said, hi, happy to be here. Excellent. Thanks for being in the program, Karen. Alan says, look for one idea in the call that you're ready to implement. Yeah, absolutely. You know, and ideally try to take action on that in the first 24 hours. So like when you come out of this call, use that momentum to get into action immediately. Like for some of you, it might be the idea that I shared around the referral systems. Like some of you might have said, yeah, I want to use email to get referrals. So how do I implement that as a strategy? And then just really sitting down and working through the details of it. And here's the thing. You don't have to have the perfect process or the perfect system to be able to accomplish that. All you need to be able to do is just try something. You know, give it a shot. There might be, you know, three or four different methods that you try over time to try to accomplish the same result. And then you can evaluate the results and see which did the best. And then you could, you know, focus on doing that one in the future again. And it's not a bad idea to try different strategies over time as well anyway. If you keep doing the same thing over and over, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get the same result over and over. People can burn out on a particular strategy over time. So if you overdo something, then the results tend to tail off over time. Let's see. Alan said, the implementation of technology is a way to leverage sales. The implementation of a technology is a way to increase sales by creating leverage. So that's the way I would say it. Let's see. Roy said, Rick, I'm looking for that event tomorrow you mentioned and not seeing the link. Okay, but I shared it later on, so we're good. Real said, hi, y'all. Hi, all. And then Roy said, define your monthly marketing and sales goals and then ask how you can use technology to help achieve each goal. Yeah, I like that approach, Roy, because what it does is it says you lay down that goal first, and then you might lay down your traditional strategies, like I'm going to do telemarketing, I'm going to go to events, figure that out, and then next you look at how can I use technology now to be able to produce that result. Alan said, how do you consistently generate referrals? Email marketing is one way. Yeah, and let me just take a moment to talk about the strategy around email marketing because I want to share an idea that could help create a breakthrough for some of you on the call today. And the concept is known as an email calendar. And I cover this separately in the program, but it just kind of occurred to me that this might be a good idea for you to learn right now. So let me just share the idea. So the way I do it is I create a spreadsheet. And I have different columns in the spreadsheet. And the purpose of the spreadsheet is to keep track. It's really a planning tool. It's to help me figure out what kind of email promotions that I want to do, what kind of email marketing. And there are periods of time when I'm on it and keeping track of the whole thing, and then there are other periods of time that I kind of fall off the wagon and I stop keeping track of it. And I'm back on the wagon now. I've restarted my calendar for this month and already scheduled a few email messages to go out. And I even wrote an email that is scheduled to go out for tomorrow. And so I'm getting ahead of the curve. And that's part of email marketing is it's getting ahead of the curve and it's planning things. Because each email message that you send out can produce a result. And then collectively, all the email messages that you send out creates more visibility. It creates more top-of-mind awareness. And it also supports you in your efforts while you're reaching people in other ways, like through social media or picking up the phone and making calls or mailing something out through direct mail. So I've also made a list of a couple email messages that I want to send out for later on this month as well, but I need to come up with more. And so part of what I do is I just start thinking about, okay, what things do I have coming up? And what's nice here is that oftentimes planning my email marketing calendar, it helps remind me, oh, yeah, I need to do this or I need to do that. I need to schedule a teleseminar or a webinar. Or I need to. In fact, another one that I'll put down here is an appointment setting email. I need to send out an appointment setting email. In fact, we just covered this a couple modules ago. It's probably been about maybe 6 or 7 modules ago. It feels like it was just yesterday, though. But we have a module in the program on appointment setting. And in fact, I think Roy posted it up on the Facebook group here. Let's see. Yes, coming right up. Actually, yeah, it's just right around the corner. Next week we'll be talking about appointment scheduling tools and CRM systems for follow-up. Module 6, we cover opt-in forms to generate appointment leads. And then Module 7 is on appointment setting emails. So it's this concept from Module 7 on appointment setting emails. I sent out an email last week, and that produced a result. I had people contacting me out of that, and that led to having appointments with people. And that led to, you know, working through the sales process. And so I want to do that again this month. An appointment setting email is an email you could easily send out once per month. And it doesn't have to be the same one each time. Remember I was talking earlier about time trade. Time trade allows me to schedule multiple appointments. Each appointment that I do has a specific focus or a specific theme. There are specific benefits that I'm going to deliver in that call. So if you ever get an email from me that says something like, schedule a time to talk with me, blah, 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 you know, take advantage of that, if only to learn what my process is, but also, you know, for the benefits that you'll get from attending as well. So I go through this planning process, and I think about all the different email messages that I want to send out. I'll just give you another one right off the top of my head. One that I haven't sent out in a while is a help wanted email. And so I want to get one out this month. So what's nice about email marketing, it's kind of like blogging or content marketing in the sense that you can work on a couple things at a time. So, you know, it's very likely that I'll be in action here over the next week, week and a half, and I'll start work on a couple different emails at once. And so that way, and oftentimes, you know, you can reuse emails that you've used before. See, one of the things about being successful in the online world is you need to be organized. See, if you're disorganized, it's going to be really difficult to do things over time because you're going to forget what you've already done. You're going to want to find something that you want to use again, but you can't locate it because you don't have an organized system. So everything that I do, I have very organized systems for allowing me to accomplish those results. And so I set up folders. I put the email messages in there. I organize everything by date so I can go back to it. I make the names descriptive so I can find things. And so like for this help wanted email, I can go back and reuse an email that I sent previously. Now I'll go back in and I'll edit the copy. I'll rewrite the message. I'll change up some of the things. But some of the things can probably be similar. And again, it helps me with the planning process too, because then I think, well, what are the things that I need help with? And then that immediately think, oh yeah, I need to get this event scheduled and I need to do this and I need to have something that I could share with joint venture partners. And so it walks me through the process of figuring out what to do. And so oftentimes, if you're focused on the marketing activities, that's going to help you to create the opportunities. See, oftentimes people put it backwards. They try to get the things set up or scheduled first and they just don't have the motivation around it. But if you focus on the marketing side of it and then say, oh, I've got to send an email out. I need to send out 3 email messages this week. And then suddenly your brain is saying, oh, my gosh, I've got to get this thing set up. And so adopting that mindset, now you get into action. You create those opportunities, whether it's to set an appointment, whether it's for lead generation for somebody to go out and opt into your email list, whether it's for a teleseminar or a webinar or a joint venture offer. It helps drive the process. So oftentimes if you put that focus on the marketing, then it helps you to get into action. All right, let me go back out to Facebook here. Roy said, you need a system before you can use technology to automate your system. Yeah, exactly. You've got to have the system. And, you know, some systems are easier than others to set up automation. So you have to think to yourself, how much do you want to automate? And it could be that, you know, you're not able to get the system that you want for automation, but you get the system that you can afford right now. And then you begin working with it. And you can always switch to another system down the line. Roy said, computer programmers draw systems out in diagrams before writing the code to support the systems. Good point. There's a value to visualizing your system or your process or documenting that process. See, when things are in your brain, it's kind of hard to understand and break it down. If you write it in the form of a written procedure, that can be helpful. But if you draw it out as a process, and what I'm thinking of is like flowcharting, and I think that's what Roy's talking about, flowcharting. And one of the elements of flowcharting is, and I don't want to get too advanced here. I can get pretty advanced on things that I teach, but I'll just give you an idea. For some of you, you might grasp this. For others, this might be beyond your current level of understanding. But there's a process known as conditional logic, or if-then logic. And so when you're writing a computer program, some of it is focused around, if this happens, then do this. And so you can use the same process. Like, I'll just go back to a simple example. Let's say that I send out an email and I offer to schedule an appointment. And then they respond back. Well, when they respond back to me, there's a couple different things that they could say. And it depends on how you set up the email, but oftentimes what I'll do is I'll say, send me an email at this email address, and then put this in the subject line. So they could email me, and they could follow the instructions, and then if that happens, then, then it's if they follow the process and request the appointment, then do this. And so what I usually do at that point is I reply back with a message that I've pre-written, and I include a link to TimeTrade, and then they can go schedule the appointment. The other type of if-then would be, what if they replied back, but they replied with something else? And, you know, people will reply back with all sorts of things. I mean, once you start actively doing email marketing, people will just get your emails and they'll just reply back to you and talk about anything. So it's like you're talking to them, so they're going to talk back to you. And so sometimes they do what you've asked them to do, and sometimes they don't. And so, you know, if they respond back with something else, then how do you respond to that? What do you do? So that's where you get into the logic of that. But there are different tools that you can use. There are online software that you can use. I mean, you can graph it out by hand if you want to. That can be a little bit tedious, but there are programs. One of them is called Gliffy. Gliffy, I think it's Gliffy, I believe, Gliffy.com. That's a flowcharting software that you can use. There's a number of different tools. You can get ones for the computer or just ones that you can use online. I usually prefer getting online tools. It just makes it easier to work with, and if you're using different computers, you know, you can access them that way, and all the data is stored online as well. Alan says, create an email to your existing email list with a request to have them forward your offer to others to get referrals. Yeah, absolutely. And here's another idea. So here's another referral system for you. You could have an opt-in form for the referral. Now, the tricky part of that is you wouldn't want somebody else to go and put in somebody else's information. So that's where those systems don't work exactly. What you could do is you could create an opt-in form, and you could put, like, you know, first name, last name, email, and then you could have a referral field. And then they could type in the name of the referral. And then you would have to decide, you would have to map that field over to your database. You'd have to have a field within your database for a referral. Another challenge with that is oftentimes if somebody's giving you multiple referrals, each time they fill out the form, it'll overwrite the last one. So if you do that, make sure that you are also getting those messages by email too. You want the information to go there, but you also want to get an email with it. And that way you don't lose any of that information. So, sometimes systems can be complicated, and then you have to come up with a workaround solution, or sometimes you just have to use a manual process or something else like that. Let's see. Susan says, I'm on the call but busy working on finalizing a video. Very good. Alan said, what's the big deal about leverage? More power and results with less effort. Yeah. You know, and here's the thing. One of the things that we don't often realize is, you know, we think, okay, well, yeah, leverage is great. You know, that allows me to do more in less time. But here's the other thing to think about. If you're doing everything manually, you're probably having to work a lot of hours. And I work a lot of hours in my own business, even with using technology. But here's the thing. The more you have to do that's manual, the more tiring it gets. You know, there's a lot of work that goes into running a business. And, you know, you kind of reach a point at times where you kind of break down, you know. You run out of steam. You burn out. And so if you're in a business where everything that you do, or everything you do is manual, and you're not leveraging technology effectively, you're probably more likely to burn out more quickly. And the other thing is, it makes it difficult if you want to take time off. And I'll give you a quick example. Let's say that you wanted to take off on a Friday, and so you wanted a 3-day weekend. So it's like, okay, I'm going to take off on Friday. I'm going to have a 3-day weekend. And because you're taking off on Friday, that means you have a missed opportunity where you don't have any opportunity to generate business. So then the question would be, is there a way that I can use technology on that Friday while I am away to generate a sales result? And so then you would think, okay, what could I do? What could I do that would allow me to generate sales when I'm not working? Well, I'll give you a quick example of something. You could do an automated webinar. So you could pre-record a webinar, and then you could use software that's intended to play a webinar online, and then you would have to get people out to the webinar. So you'd have to have a number of different opportunities that would drive traffic to register for that webinar. And then, you know, you get all the pieces in place, you run it, and, you know, let's say that you have 10 people sign up. And 10 people, actually, let's make it 20 people, and let's say that 50% show up, which would be 10 people show up, and then out of that, let's say that 2 purchase. So you could literally be off. You could have a day off, but you have an automated webinar, and you have emails that you sent out. And by the way, you could even schedule an email to go out on Friday morning, even though you're not there. You could use your email marketing system to schedule emails in advance. So, you know, or sometimes you even just have a busy day. There might be a day that, you know, you're booked solid. I mean, I have days where I'm booked solid with appointments. And so I have to think to myself, okay, what else can I do during the day that's going to allow me to get into action on this and produce results? How can I generate results even while I'm, you know, just on appointments? And so, you know, sometimes it's sending an email, sometimes it's posting something on social media, sometimes it's something else. Sometimes it's thinking up a video strategy. Alan said, one-to-many situations create leverage. Conference call, webinar, speak to a group. Absolutely. And here's the thing. It takes a while to be recognized for that. Like, you know, most people, when they start doing teleseminars and webinars, people kind of look at them and go, well, what are you doing that for? You know, it's like they don't quite see that person in that role. And don't be discouraged if that's the case. That's just kind of the way it is. And so oftentimes you have to do something multiple times before people start paying attention and then start getting interested in what you're doing. So, you know, this is particularly true, for instance, for trainers. You know, if you're doing live training events and going out there, but you're not doing any conference calls or webinars, and then suddenly you start doing them, then, you know, there may be pent-up demand, but then maybe not. But the point is you have to get started. You have to get started doing it. Get into action. Because there's both a learning curve, but there's also like an acceptance curve. There's a period of time before people kind of accept you doing that, and then they're interested in wanting to learn from you. Alan says, CRM is a customer relationship management system. Yeah, and by the way, there are other components of a CRM, like Salesforce allows you to keep track of product sales, for instance, and so you can manage communications around that. Another function is what are called cases, which can be used to track customer service requests. So there's all sorts of ways that you can use systems to be able to do that. And, you know, it's really just a matter of kind of picking and choosing what to implement. You can't implement everything at once. You always want to focus on what's going to produce the best results for you. Roy said, social media is primarily social. Promotion should be less prominent. Yeah, exactly. Just going back to that concept that you can typically do more promotion to an email list than you can to social media. And the other thing is, the more promotion you do, the more likely it is that people will unfriend you or unfollow you or stop following you or whatever else. Make sure you're adding value. Or he said, Salesforce.com seems like it's more for a full sales team than a solopreneur. Yeah, good point. It's really designed as a tool where you have multiple users, each entering their information into the system. And so, you know, if you are a company with a sales force of, say, 100 people, you know, you set up 100 different user IDs, they each log in, they track their sales activities. And again, it's more oriented toward the sales piece of it, you know, picking up the phone and telemarketing. But it can also be used to send out individual emails as well. And, you know, that's really another, I guess, another level of email marketing, which is creating email templates and just sending out messages one by one. And in fact, I was just working on this today. I set up a new email template in Zoho that I'm using for follow-up calls. So I'm calling people, and then at the conclusion of the call, I'm sending an email message. Well, rather than having to write that message out new every time, I just create an email template, and then I can select that template and send it. Now, I'll give you one little hint here because it's been a while since I did this, and when I tried it, I made a common error. When I put the name field in, see, in most systems, you can insert what are called merge fields. And what it does is it will merge in information from your database. So a common merge field to do is a first name, and that way you can say hi, you know, hi Joe, hi Susan. And so what I did was, instead of inserting in the customer's name, the prospect's name, I inserted my name in. I inserted the user field name. So fortunately, I caught this after a couple, but I had a couple email messages that went out. So like one might have been a Julie. So instead of saying hi Julie, it says hi Rick. So that's kind of a you know, sometimes when you're working with technology, you have little mistakes like that that happen that you wouldn't happen if you were just doing it yourself. And you just have to work through those issues. And if you're doing these things on a regular basis, then, you know, you kind of catch that and know better over time. But, you know, if you kind of step away from a while and come back to it, it's easy to kind of make some common errors like that. Alan said, Rick uses Zoho CRM. It offers free accounts. Yep. Roy said, I forgot whether or not I have a good memory. Yeah. You know, there's, you know, most, well, I won't say most people, but, you know, people can remember a lot of things, but you can't remember everything, I think. And so, except for people who have a photographic memory, and most people don't have that. Roy said, if you find yourself having the same conversation multiple times, script it and rehearse it. Yeah, exactly. And if you find yourself sending the same email messages, then script it out in the form of an email template so you can reuse it. Roy said, after 90 days, your prospect may not remember you. Yeah, if you don't do any follow-up after you meet somebody and then, you know, suddenly pop up after 90 days, you know, it's you haven't really done enough to really capture their attention. People meet a lot of people, and, you know, they can, even if you had a great experience with them, if you met them at an event, had a good conversation, they might still forget you. Judy said, stay in touch with people who you're meeting on a regular basis. Absolutely. Karen made a comment there about 90 days in the program. Karen, the program is 12 modules of content, so that's taught over a series of 12 weeks, and you have access to attend the live program for an entire year. All the calls are recorded. You can go back and watch those or listen to the audios online. Susan said, I just posted a new video to YouTube and shared it on Facebook to promote Deidre Miller's Ask the Experts show, where she will interview me this Friday about how to start using video to grow your business. Woohoo! My fastest video ever, and I like how it turned out. Susan, feel free to share the video in the Facebook group here on this thread if you want to. Lori said, are there notes? Yes. The notes were emailed out earlier today, so you should have received the email message, and it has the notes at the end of it. Just kind of keep scrolling down toward the end of the email, and it has the notes. Alan said, keeping track of contacts and using them in systems to market. Yeah, and, you know, you have to be systematic, and I'll share another little tip. I like to give you guys insider secrets of things that I do, things that I've just learned over the years. But one of the techniques that I use is I don't just rely on the CRM, for instance. I use spreadsheets a lot. So what I'll do is I'll export a list of people out of my database, and then I will import it into Google Docs. I like using Google Docs rather than Excel for spreadsheets generally, mainly because I can access them off of multiple systems if I want to, or even off of my mobile device for that matter. And so I export it from my system, I import it into Google Docs, and now I have a spreadsheet, and then I go in and I insert a field or a column for notes. And so I've got there, I don't export every single field. I have, name, phone, email, address information, so I know, where I'm calling to. That helps me, to understand time zones. But I add the notes field in, and then I'll just work from that as a telemarketing list. And I'll pick up the phone and I'll make calls. And so that's one of the things that I've been doing lately is picking up the phone and making calls. I'm putting more of a focus on it around making daily calls. And, what's nice is, just because, like some people think that, okay, if I'm going to use technology, then that means everything I have to do is related to technology. No. Even with all the technology that I have, I still pick up the phone and make calls to people. One of the things I have found, even for all the teleseminars and webinars that I do, is if I have a personal connection with someone, if I talk to them over the phone, if I have a chance to learn a little bit more about their business, it creates a higher level of trust and rapport. And then when they later attend a teleseminar or webinar, then we're in a better place. They have a better understanding of me. I have a better understanding of them. And it increases results. And so, that's just another little tip for you is that you might find it helpful. The thing I like about it is instead of having to go through my entire database, then I just have to go through the list. And oftentimes the list will have a specific purpose, like people who opted in for a free offer or people who registered for a call. All right, let's see. Looks like we're about at the top of the hour, so we're about to wrap up, but I see some good other comments down here, so let me kind of skip around. Susan said, I like Roy's comment about setting goals first, then figuring out how to apply technology. The goal is not using technology. The goal is generating leads and making sales. Sometimes technology is a good way to achieve that, and sometimes it might not be. Then, let's see. Teresa said, being organized helps you get more accomplished and makes it easier to find things in the future. Judy said it's difficult to know where to start. Yeah, good point. Sometimes you just have to bite the bullet and just pick something. And it's like, okay, well, I can't launch a blog and start an email marketing system and do article marketing and do social media and, get time trade all at the same time. I have to pick one to start with. And so you have to narrow it down and pick one and then start using that and then get good at it and then you can add on another. So one goal to implement might be to add one new technology per month. One new technology per month, and you might find that beneficial. Let's see. Susan said, I almost always diagram a process on paper or in a Word doc. That's the only way I can visualize the whole process. And for me, I can do most things in my mind. I rarely document the whole process out. I have a client who documents everything, creates a lot of flowcharts. I just see things in my brain. I just understand the sequence of what I have to do. I've done things enough times. But if I get into something more advanced, like if I were going to create a 7-email autoresponder series that drove out to multiple videos and blog posts and everything else, then I would probably want to document that out and understand the flow of it a little bit better, mainly because there's a lot of tasks that are involved in accomplishing that. All right, well, I don't have time to read all the rest of the comments, but I want to thank you for being on the call today. I think we had a great discussion here, and we had a lot of participation out in the Facebook group. So thanks for joining me. Come back next week. We've got another great topic that we'll cover. Have a great week, and God bless.